Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Happy after the weekend show. Always appreciate the time spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show. Again, like I said, it's great to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us and with we ins. God, there's so many stories I want to get to. All right, we've got Kimberly Marin going to join us right after the break. Always appreciate her take on things. I'll bet you she's been bouncing off the wall since the speech last week. Right? I got to hit some of these other stories. Hey, guess, you know, again, we all know this. I know, I'm going to jump right in. We all know this. We all talk about this stuff on a regular basis on this show and other conservative shows. And then somehow the Democrats look like they've been hit by or poked with a needle, you know, a sewing pin or something. And all of a sudden, finally, Director Wray from the FBI, he came out and he said, hey, we got a problem. Right? He warned of a wide array of dangerous threats coming from the U.S. border. Wow. Shocked, I tell you. Amazed. Shocked. Including drug trafficking. I know we heard that, right? From somebody. I just can't remember what. Violent gangs, smugglers with ties to ISIS. He was asked by Senator Marco Rubio out of Florida at the Senate Intelligence Committee hearing about the threats at the border, including the Tren de Aragua gang from Venezuela. Race said, I can't speak the specific gang, but said that there were dangerous individuals entering via the southern border. From an FBI perspective, he said, we're seeing a wide array of very dangerous threats that come from the border, and that includes everything from drug smuggling. The FBI seized enough fentanyl. Ready for this one? Not in the last 5 years, not in the last 8 years, not in the last 10 years, in the last 2 years. Who's been keeping that D.C. seat warm? Yeah, okay. Anyway, the last 2 years, ready for this? To kill 270 million people. That's 80% of the U.S. Right? That's just the fentanyl side. That doesn't include anything else. And what were we worried about? What's the big thing we're worried about? Yeah, making sure you got your COVID vaccine so it wouldn't kill you, right? It just, whatever. It's amazing. It's just amazing to me that they don't see this kind of stuff. An awful lot of violent crime in the United States is at the hands of gangs who are themselves involved in distribution of fentanyl. Officials have warned about the presence of gangs, including this Tren de Aragua Last week it was reported at Customs and Border Protection. Internal Bulletin that told agents to be on the lookout for those coming across the border who may show signs of belonging to this particular bloodthirsty gang. Last week, the brother of a suspect in the killing of Georgia student Lincoln Riley has ties to the gang. Both the suspect and his brother are Venezuelans. Gee, shocked. Shocked, I tell you. Right? Rubio asked Ray whether smuggling networks that are moving people all over the world could also have ties to ISIS or other terrorist organizations. Ray says, all of a sudden, right? I want to be a little careful here about how far I go in an open session, but this particular network that were some of the overseas facilitators of the smuggling network have ISIS ties. Wow. They're very concerned about that. We've been spending an enormous amount of effort with our partners, right? We're investigating exactly what that network is up to. But we suspect they're currently involved in smuggling. Wow. Really? I mean, this is what I'm trying to say is, we all knew this already. Right? We all knew that this has been going on. We all knew it was ripe with some of the more conservative journalists that were out there beating pavement, if you would, knew about this stuff, reported on this. There were more than 2.5 million migrant encounters in 23 and 24 so far, including a month. With record count, I mean, 1 month, over 300,000. And now we find out, you ready for this? What was it? 30,000? Was it 30,000? I got to find out. Might even be as high as 300,000. Migrants were put on planes and flown north from outside the country. Okay, I want you to think about that. I mean, they're importing voters. What other reason, let me ask you, even you Democrat trolls that listen to the show and just want to nail me with something, what reason would there be to circumvent what our immigration law was written for, where we would send planes, and we're doing it, this is not behind the scenes crazy stuff. We're bringing planes in from other countries. We're sending them there to pick up what are truly illegals and dropping them off in cities in the United States. Unreal. I guess they're running out of dead voters. I don't know. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Kimberly Moran as soon as we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what you got to be. Got to be part of the solution. And that's how we get things done. Otherwise, if you're out there spewing what they're spewing, we look as dumb as they do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Let me bring her in. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, her viewpoint on things. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right. We haven't talked since last week. I am sure that you sat down with a Pepsi and some popcorn and maybe a big line of whiskey shots to throw back every time Joey B blamed Donald Trump for something.
And I didn't watch it. I actually didn't watch it. Nope. That's not like the first State of the Union I think I haven't watched.
Wow. Well, did you watch any of the clips? Did you hear about any of it?
Oh, yeah. The guy's an idiot. He's a liar. He's an idiot. And the fact that, you know, he brought up it was a campaign speech.
Oh,
that
no
was
question.
Inappropriate use of SOTU. He was supposed to be telling us what's going on in the country, what the state of the union right now today is. He did not do that. It was a campaign speech. There should be rules against doing that because that, you know, people want to watch to find out what's going on in the country, not hear a campaign speech. If they want to watch a campaign speech, they'll watch him muttering something on another stage. It was inappropriate for him to use that venue, and I would say that about anyone, not just him.
They're not going to do anything to him.
Of course they won't. But he couldn't talk about the state of the union because it's so bad. And then he screwed up the girl's name that was murdered.
Yeah. I know.
That was really bad. And then when he said she was murdered by an illegal, after that, he apologized for it. I shouldn't have said illegal. I should have said undocumented. Really? You're apologizing to a piece of crap illegal who is accused of brutally murdering a young American woman. Really?
Yeah.
He is the biggest scumbag. I'm trying not to say bad words.
Okay, hit the button. Don't. You know,
I will mute myself before I do it, but it's horrifying.
It is. I mean, and again, of all the things that was said, that was the one that made them the craziest. That's the one that the White House got crazy about. And did you see the speaker's face? It looked like somebody was hitting him with a baseball bat.
Oh, yeah. And some of the eye rolls were pretty hilarious.
Yes. Yeah, they were. I just, again, getting up there, I first thought I would say, you know, he should have had a bunch of papers that looked like the speech, you know, notes, and just ripped them up.
Yeah.
And but then I said, no, because then we're playing petty like they are. I don't want to do that.
Right, yeah. No, that was inappropriate when Pelosi did it. But it was just really bad. And, you know, because obviously I did review it. And then when I realized he was giving a speech, I just have to look at Twitter and I could see what's going on, what the reaction is. Democrats thought it was great because he sounded like he was with it. And he sounded like he wasn't this demented old Muppet that he really is. What'd they have him on? He was definitely on something for sure. Like 100%. They had the president hepped up on some kind of drugs.
Oh, there's a friend of mine that called me. He said, Joe, you know, I've been clean a long time. I said, yeah. He goes, he was on coke.
That's what I'm thinking. I swear to you.
Lined it up and told him to start snorting. I mean, seriously.
Who do you think's coke was found in the White House? It wasn't Hunter's. I would bet my life on it.
God.
I'm not kidding.
I didn't say you were. You know, I just... whatever. I find all this stuff, everything they're getting away with so blatantly in your face, like, try to stop us.
They hate us.
Right?
Because they don't care. Because the press will stand up for them. The press will cover for them. And there's too many ignorant Americans in this country that will believe whatever they say.
Yep.
They, you know, they didn't fact check him. Because they never do. He lied throughout his speech. I mean, he always lies. That's a no-brainer. But they didn't fact-check him like they usually do. And they just let him get away with it. And they just, you know, oh, he was great. He sounded like he's a fighter, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Morning Joe was fawning all over him. He changed his mind. He's sharp. He's what? I was like, wow, what?
Morning Joe was probably masturbating to it.
Oh, thanks.
I can say that, right?
I think so. I'll find out in a little while. Anyway, but truly, he think about, they're talking to us. The woman that he said, what's her name? The one he sits next to?
The one that he cheated on with his wife, right. Or she cheated on him.
Right.
I can't remember
her
name.
He's teaching us moral values. He's sitting next to the woman that he cheated on with. I mean, seriously?
Neither of them have moral values. Come on now.
Yeah, well, they think they do, right?
Well, all leftists think they do, and they're some of the most immoral people you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, some of these people just make me nuts, and in the way they speak to us and tell us what we need to think and what we need to do and what the right thing to do is.
Right.
And, you know, who is it? Menendez out there in New Jersey, the senator?
Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah,
the idiots on our side of the team, because they're going to take the moral high road, they would remove him from office. The Dems are doing absolutely nothing to this man. Why? Because are they okay with what he did? Or maybe they feel like, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty for this one particular person.
Nope. They are all right with what he did. I mean, come on now. All the things the Clintons did, got away with, they still wanted Hillary to be president. There's so many corrupt Democrats, it's not even funny. All the stuff Biden has done.
Yeah.
Come on. No. They don't care. They probably reaped some benefits from it.
Well, look at everything going on in Haiti, right? I know we're jumping around a little bit here, but everything going on in Haiti right now, right? And one reporter came out and said, look, we did a report on this like 10 years ago. And after the major earthquake where they lost, what was it, 200,000 plus people, the Clinton Foundation, they raised over $2 billion to build schools, rebuild homes, rebuild towns.
Where'd the money go?
That's right. Exactly.
Nowhere.
Virtually nothing got done.
I'm sorry. So Haiti is one of the most corrupt countries in the world.
True.
It's of their own doing. And we have aided in that corruption. Our country has aided in that corruption. We have left the country, not us, but that country is a third world country with people just living off the government and have no, you know, there's a haves and have nots.
I agree. We're going for a break. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. Kimberly will join me when we return.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden's budget proposal for 2025 aims to reduce the federal deficit in part by increasing taxes on high-income earners. Additionally, the plan unveiled Monday outlines measures to bolster Medicare and Social Security and foster the growth of clean energy employment opportunities. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledges differences in perspective between himself and President Biden.
Look, we have our agreements on the basic goals, but we also have disagreements on how to achieve them. Ultimately, it's Israel that has to decide. side. Our neck is on the line.
Netanyahu's remarks Monday followed a recent interview in which Biden said that an Israeli invasion of the city of Rafah would constitute crossing a red line. Americans believe high prices will continue for the foreseeable future. According to a recent survey by the New York Federal Reserve, consumers believe that the inflation rate will increase to 3% within the next year. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. It's the way we win. When you get involved with fact, we win. Kimberly Warren joins me as she does every Monday, kind of get the week rolling, try to get truth in front of us so you're not getting through all the garbage that you see happening right now. Kimberly, thanks for joining me. And she heard nothing of what I said because I hit the wrong button. Anyway. Kimberly,
I just messaged you and I said, did you press the wrong button?
Yeah, always. Well, I should say that. Sometimes I press the right button, as you might note from all the emails I get. So, anyway, you know, we were talking before we went to break. Okay, now what were we talking about? Oh, Joey B and his speech and the lies that they tell that they get away with. Mm-hmm. Nobody ever questions them on any of this stuff, you know, from within their own, that is. And FBI Director Wray was on the hot seat this week. And what was he talking about? All the stuff, I don't know if you heard my first segment, everything that you and I and other conservatives knew because we pay attention and we know what's going on or we have a clue as to what's going on. We were telling you that it was coming up from the border, through the border, from these different countries. And what does he say today? Pretty much verbatim what we said.
Yep.
Who's coming over the border? Gangs. Drugs.
Yep, Venezuelan gangs, and they're horrifying. They're even worse than the Guatemalan gangs and the Honduran gangs.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've lived in hell for many years.
Yeah, stuff and that we would never even understand.
No. Nope.
You know?
So it's bad, and this is what Biden has done to us. And it's ironic that the same guy who's done this to us and unleashed all these brutal murderers onto us also wants to take away our Second Amendment rights, isn't it?
Yeah. I talked about this last week, and I said, look, isn't it interesting that everything, every law they want to put in effect, everything they want to come down on would only affect law-abiding legal citizens?
Yep.
Right? You talk about the gun stuff. They're letting these people who brandish weapons, who rob stores in the whole nine yards, go in. They take the gun away from them. They give them a slip. Oh, please come back in 10 days for your court date. I mean, seriously.
Okay.
They would put us in jail, wouldn't they?
Right. Because Democrats have turned it around. They are not for victims anymore. They are for criminals. What Democrats are doing is creating more victims.
Yeah.
That's what they do. They're creating more actual victims. And some of those people are murdered. Some of those people die thanks to Democrats.
Yeah. I don't know if you can, let me see. So George Bush, back in his day, he talked about wanting to, you know, tighten up the jails and tighten up on crime and making sure we were doing the right thing. And Joe Biden did a rebuttal almost immediately, and not a total rebuttal, but basically saying that George Bush didn't go far enough. Take a listen to this. I don't know if you can hear it. Let me know if you can't hear it, but listen.
To put it in very personal terms for a moment, Joe Biden, me, I would settle for a world in which I could worry about the same kinds of things that my parents worried about, in which I only had to worry about the grades my children got in school rather than the drugs they're being exposed to, in which I only had to worry about the prices my wife had to pay at the supermarket instead of fearing that she might get mugged by a junkie in the parking lot as she loads her groceries into the car, in which tonight I could call my mom just to wish her pleasant dreams, not for the purpose of making sure she's safe in her own home. That's the kind of world I want. That's the kind of world you deserve. In a nutshell, the president's plan doesn't include enough police officers to catch the violent thugs, not enough prosecutors to convict them, not enough judges to sentence them, and not enough prison cells to put them away for a long time. We disagree with the president's decision to cut back on our previous commitment to protect against drugs coming across the border, to cut the Customs Service, the Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol. We think we should do more to stem the flow of drugs across our borders, and we think we should go one step further. Let's go after the drug lords where they live with an international strike force. There must be no safe haven for these narco-terrorists, and they must know it. And we don't have to promise a world without worry or fear. We're not asking for that much. All we have to do together is to keep our promises and stay together. Thank you.
He could never give that speech today. His tongue would fall off. And the White House would crucify him, wouldn't they?
Yes. I couldn't hear all of it. It was kind of coming in and out. However, I did hear about that.
Yeah.
It's amazing because it's the left who did all of this with the crime. They are the ones who are soft on crime. They are the ones who support criminals. They re-victimize victims. I mean, this is their doing.
Oh, no question. But again, for him to talk about how, even at the time, there are not enough border guards. There's not, you know, I mean, there's too much drugs coming over the border. He needs to do more to stem that. He's talking, you know, about President Bush, obviously, taking swipes at him. And I'm sitting here thinking, all those things you said we need to do today in your speeches, you're saying we don't need to do. We shouldn't be doing that. Because, you know, America is bigger than that, better than that. We want everybody to come over. And then you heard last week, or they got caught going to other countries, filling the planes with people that should not be in this country, and dropping them off in the inner cities. You didn't hear about that?
Yeah, what, 320,000 people or something?
Yeah, I knew you'd have the right number. I had the wrong number. But you're right, over 300,000 of them. Where are they? Do we know where they are? Why did we fly them by cover of night? Why did we go outside
the
country and get them?
Why are they flying illegals into this country? It's bad enough they're allowing them to cross the border. It's bad enough they're welcoming them here and telling them to come here. Joe, nothing good is going to come out of this. There's over 10 million illegals just who cross the border, probably a lot more, just since Biden has been president.
Yeah. Oh, no question about it.
There's only 1.5 million, about 1.3 to 1.5 million in my state.
Wow.
Think about, long and hard about what that means. All the New England states, they're also are all the small states. There's only 500,000 people in Wyoming.
Well, they, at this rate, they could easily double that, couldn't they? And then they would take over the state because they would give them the right to vote. That's it. It'd be over.
It's
right.
Really, it's bad.
Yeah.
It seems like they just want a civil war, and they're bringing over an army to make sure they have somebody for their side because their own people won't do it.
Well, you have to admit, you go ahead and look, you know, at what's going on in these major cities where you're having these pro-Palestinian you want to call them riots, protests, whatever you want to call them. And and again, I have to ask the question, would this be happening without the invasion from the South? Could you get that many people to do that?
Well, on the left, yeah, because they're all anti-Semites. Yes.
Unreal. Just drives me nuts. Just totally crazy. Not that that's far to go, but what can I say?
So. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Again, I read these stories, and I don't. So people understand, it's not like I go to Fox News and get a story and that's gospel truth. I look for other versions of the story. I look for stories in other places, that kind of thing. And, man, I'll tell you what, some places it's even worse when you start reading. You start understanding how bad it really is because you get the full, you know, all the information.
So, right.
Hey, did you see, I went round and round with a Democrat friend of mine. Did you see Trump went into the, what is it, the UFW, whatever it was, a wrestling event? Was it over the weekend?
I didn't see that, but they probably cheered for him, right?
Oh, the place went nuts. And, the roof
I've seen it before.
Down. Yeah. And, well, every time he goes to one of those, right? So I was telling my friend, I said, Joe Biden couldn't get, I don't know, a room of 100. First of all, I don't think he'd get 100 people together in a room, but if he could... Who's cheering for him like this? Show me an event where they're bringing the roof down. You know,
oh, there's no one. But there, listen, Joe, there wasn't anyone in 2020 doing that either, if you recall. That's never happened with Joe Biden. That's never in Joe Biden's entire career ever happened because people know he's a dirtbag. Yeah. That's always happened with Trump at those events. Like, he was always big, especially, New York City, Vegas. They always have those.
Yeah,
but Biden, if somebody claps for Biden, it's because they want to turn the lights off.
That's good. I like that. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. We'll be back with Kimberly Maroon when we return.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. I say that to you all the time, and I mean it. I want you to get informed. I want you to have a clue, right? That way then when you're speaking to people, but there are some people on the same side as you but don't have a clue. They don't do what we do. They don't understand, really, right? So you want to make sure you have the information to be able to say, where did you get that? Do you know this? Do you know that? Do you know? And if you don't do anything else, you don't try to beat them into submission. But you really want to be able to say to them, okay, where are you getting your facts? Here's the facts that I have. So you get them to think. Maybe. I know it's a tall order, but maybe. Anyway, Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. And Kimberly, how are we doing today?
Doing great. How are you?
That's because you don't live in California. We're doing fine. That's wonderful. Happy.
It's getting to be spring here. It was like 60 degrees the other day.
Yeah. You know, here, I can't tell you this. You'd be upset. I don't know. Driving around with the convertible top down. You know what I'm saying? Letting the wind in my hair kind of thing. Yeah.
Although, really?
I can't rely on the power, so thank God it's not an electric convertible, because God only knows.
That's what kills me about California. They're pushing for all these electric cars, right? So some people went out and a bunch of people bought electric cars.
Yeah.
Of course, a small percentage compared to total, but and then they're told sorry, you can't charge your electric car to go to work today or drop your kids at school because we just don't have enough on the grid and energy on the grid for you. And do people not realize how they've been played and made fools of by their own government yet?
I don't know. I got to say to you, for once, I think some people that were looking at EVs or what have you, they're starting to figure it out. And the reason I say that is because EV sales are down. The plants are pulling back on their expansions. Yep. I think the prior GM CEO was on an interview this weekend. And he just said, look, they're too expensive. And even though the prices are coming down a bit, people are extremely worried about charging and charging availability.
And all the battery things, issue.
They can't mentally, they can't get past this stuff. And you can't blame them.
And the value to trade one in is going to be crap. Because if you trade one in right before they know that, you know, the battery's going to have to be replaced, no one's going to buy that car.
No.
Because the batteries cost like $20,000 or up to be replaced.
Yeah, I don't know how.
So no one's replacing that. No one's buying that.
I think my people. I love this. People think I have money because I drive Jaguar, right? And I go, okay, my Jaguar cost me a third of what your new car costs you. You know, I mean, when it was brand new, it's an 09. Brand new, it was $90,000 to somebody else, right? I bought it a couple of years ago, and I think I paid $8,500 for it.
Nice.
So you're sitting there, and you're going, do you understand? People who own these kind of cars, first of all, they usually take care of them, okay? But they don't hold their $90,000 value for long.
Right.
And so, you know, what's going to happen with the electric car, right? I don't care which version it is. They're going to go, oh, wow, that's great. Pristine. You took great care of it. Almost looks brand. What? I need a $20,000 battery?
Right.
You know that's how it's going to go down, too.
100%. Yep.
I find all that stuff hilarious.
It is hilarious because that, you know, that's the thing that as soon as you drive it off the lot, it loses value. I mean, that's just, everybody knows that. So that's why you try to get a vehicle if you can, and you try to get a vehicle, well, that you like, first of all, but maybe it holds value a little bit more so than other cars, you know?
Yeah. So I remember sitting at lunch one day and years ago, and a woman was all excited and pretty much giddy over the fact that she had just got a Tesla. I get the baseline model.
Yeah.
But at the time, the government was giving was doing something to pick up almost 30% of the cost of the car. Right? You remember that?
Yep.
Okay. So she was all excited. I only got it for this and this and that and the other thing. And I said, okay. When you sell that car, do you understand? Do you know how much the battery's going to cost to replace? Or how much you won't even get back for that car, even with your wonderfully deep discount. You won't get much back for that car when you go to trade it in or sell it.
And they
she
don't
looked
know
at
that.
Me both horrified and teed off at the same time.
Well, I think I told you, all the big cities I've traveled to, Seattle, Vegas, other big cities, Uber all the time when I travel, and they have a lot of Teslas. I was like, most of them, I think the majority of the vehicles I got Uber rides in Vegas were Teslas. So
yeah,
I'm like, how can Uber drivers, they might have other jobs too, but how can they even afford Teslas? But it might be because they got those, you know, they got them when it was a good, deeply discounted deal.
Yeah.
And maybe they get an extra certain credits for using that kind of car to Uber.
Yeah. No, I got it. I mean, seriously, when you look at this kind of stuff, when you look at the back end finances, I don't know how to say it, when you know, because they make it look so appealing on the front end. It's look what we're going to do for you. Look at the discounts we're going to give you. We're going
to
usher you into the new world here, and you're going to be saving trees and all. Well, except when you want to get rid of the battery, then you might have a little bit more of a problem.
Right.
Right.
Then you're going to be just killing the environment even more than you killed it with slave labor to get those, mine the stuff for the batteries. Yeah. Good job. Good job, Enviro Wackos.
Yeah, they get so caught up. And that's, you know, that is one of the areas that's proof positive where the left pumps you up so much oh, look at what a great person you are. You're helping kids to be able to do this. You're helping the earth to be able to do that. You're making a long, you're going to take care of the ecosystem for your great, 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 great grandkids. It's like, really? Seriously?
Yep. Right.
Let's talk about the kids that are crawling down and mining the lithium and that kind of stuff, and what kind of damage that's doing to the water in the areas where they need the water as they use it to, you know, flush these things out. You're going, come on. God,
yep, exactly.
Bless, use your brains.
But the problem is they don't. They don't. And they just believe everything they hear without actually trying to verify it or look into things. This is why it's so important, too. Don't believe everything you hear. I don't care who's telling it to you.
Yeah.
Verify. Find evidence to back up what they're saying, but also find other evidence that may counter what they're saying so you can try to make an informed decision without just listening to what somebody's saying.
Look.
That's called critical thinking.
Yeah.
I think we've lost a lot of that in this country.
Oh, please. Logic skills, gone. Nowhere to be found. Years and years ago, I had a pastor who used to say, don't believe me. Go look it up yourself. Do your own homework.
Yep.
I could lead you down the wrong road in a heartbeat. So do some work here.
Right. And then bring that evidence with you to show someone. Say, hey, what about this? This is different than what you told me. I found this. And the person, if they're a good person, they're going to look at your evidence and say, oh, wow, I didn't know that. Let's discuss. Or they're just going to say, you're just a crazy person who doesn't believe in climate change, which is what the left usually does.
Yes. 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 You hate the planet.
They hate science and facts. We saw that all throughout COVID.
Yep. Just so we're clear. Okay. Anyhow, I want to move on to this one because I think I want to get your take on this. So, I don't know if you saw the clip of the New York Fire Department.
Hey, yeah.
You saw that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, a friend of mine that I was on the air with, she said, look, I'm on the side of these guys. I mean, I hate her. I think she's terrible, but they shouldn't have done this. I said, you know what? People are bubbling over. People are boiling over. They've had it.
Yep.
And here you have, I don't know, Letitia James. And she's what? She's now, because she thinks she's won this big win, she's now going after meat companies, and she's suing a whole county that actually is stopping boys from playing girls' sports, you know, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, because she hates New Yorkers. Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I think she deserves.
She hates, period, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, because she's a leftist, so she deserved what she got. And I agree with your friend. There's a time and place. You don't have, you can be still respectful, but enough is enough. These people are whack jobs that are destroying our country, state by state, town by town, the country overall. They're destroying it as much as they can, as fast as they can. We've seen the decline and the demise over just the past 5 to 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Since Obama got in office, it's gotten way worse because the left had control and they've spent billions and billions of dollars, far more than Republicans could even have wet dreams about, on elections and getting people elected from the lowest office on the planet, in the country, to the highest.
Wow. All right. Yeah, well,
Republicans never have that much money.
We're getting ready to go, but I got to tell you real quick, and I hope Boston doesn't follow suit. New York is going to ban wood and coal fire stoves for pizzerias. They got to get down to 80% emissions. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, their pizza are going to taste like crap. Anyway,
yep.
Hey, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me. Have a great and safe rest of the week.
Five.